書けばいい。新たなステージは
Okay, welcome
let's
to
go.
Welcome to yes, let's go. Yes, the Dragon Ball Super episode recaps, episodes 15 through 17.
Last time on the Dragon Ball Super recap.
Last time on. So, as per our Patreon account, we are going to be doing episode recaps of an anime series each season. And this time around, we have chosen Dragon Ball Super because, you know what? Why not? Because all of the nostalgia. And I gotta say, the other night, it was two nights ago, I was lying on my couch in front of my massive 110-inch HD projector screen.
Right, not bragging too much, but
it is kind of awesome. And you know what? I was laughing my ass off watching these three episodes of Dragon Ball.
Really?
I really was.
That's fascinating.
Because this is like the three episodes of junk filler between the two like fighting arcs.
That's really funny because I feel like the last 17 episodes have been junk filler.
You know what? I feel like you're
was,
a hater.
I'll tell you what. The other night, I was sitting on my couch with my 55-inch LED
very nice,
TV.
Very nice.
Watching Dragon Ball and crying to myself.
My electric bill's higher.
Because of the projector?
You know, projectors use like four times. Yeah. They use like four times the electricity of a TV.
I'm saving the planet, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
But yeah, I feel like our two views on the series so far are very indicative of, like, the general populace's opinions. Like, I feel like we're both on very far ends of the spectrum, and I think both of our opinions or views are perfectly acceptable. So,
all right, so I'm going to try to read this episode title of episode 15.
Okay, so for those listening, we're going through 15, 16, and 17.
That's right.
The last podcast episode that we did, we covered the first 14 episodes, the whole Battle of the Gods arc.
Yes, right. That's what we did.
And so this is
we had a bit of catching up to do.
For sure.
So the English title of episode 15 is Brave Satan, Cause a Miracle, a Challenge from Outer Space. Now here's the Japanese. Ready?
Good.
Should I say it like a Yakuza? Because that's how I always end up talking when
sure.
I speak Japanese. Yusha Satan yo kiseki yo okose. Uchu kara no chousenjo.
All right.
That's what, I don't know, that's my...
With Earth no longer in danger, Goku and the others return to their ordinary lives.
Keep going. Maybe I can find the background music.
Okay.
Chi-Chi orders Goku to leave training behind and find a job so he can support the family. Meanwhile, Mr. Satan's self-promotion goes awry when a group of aliens land in the city. The aliens reveal that they are ambassadors who wish to thank and reward whoever defeated Beerus. Thus, protecting their planet from destruction. Before he is given the reward, however, Mr. Satan is asked to demonstrate his godlike power against the alien's mightiest champion in a sparring match. Knowing that he does not stand a chance, Mr. Satan quickly scampers away to safety and calls for help, but no one answers him. Suddenly, Goku arrives at the scene, in need of Mr. Satan's help. Mr. Satan arranges to have Goku fight in his stead. Just before the fight, however, Goku spots Chi-Chi and immediately runs away to avoid being scolded for disobeying her. Mr. Satan is left to confront the alien champion on his own. Suddenly, the alien spots Mr. Satan's dog and runs away in fear. With the aliens gone, the crowd praise Mr. Satan, who they think saved them and Earth yet again.
So I ran out of music.
Okay, good, because...
That was long.
Yeah, so that was the entire description of the episode.
So Mr. Satan is, Goku gets bitched at by Chi-Chi because...
As per usual.
He wants to go train, and Chi-Chi's like, no, you have to go be a gardener, because that's what Goku does. He gardens.
A radish farmer, to be exact.
He destroys that tractor, like, four times.
Every episode.
You don't think it's funny? He falls asleep at the wheel every time, and he drives the tractor off a cliff, and it's just hilarious.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not.
What about the scene where he falls asleep at the wheel and he crashes into the tree or whatever.
Which time? That's the problem. He does it all the time. So, it's right. Japanese humor right, where they so just we'll repeat get, over and over again.
I was going to ask you something about something funny later, but we'll get there.
Okay.
So they're going to give Mr. Satan an award.
Yes.
Because he saved the world from Bidusu.
Right.
Naturally.
Of course.
And he gets to the award podium and some aliens show up because the aliens, you know, word has spread that someone fought off Bidusu.
Right.
And I guess everybody hates Bidusu and they want to be buddy-buddy with the people that are strong. So
sure. They're like these blue lion-looking alien creatures.
Exactly.
Right.
And, of course, they want to. One of the guys wants to have the honor of fighting Mr. Satan because he wants to, you know, challenge his strength or whatever.
Right. Well, he does. He's like, wait a minute. We should probably test this guy out before we just give him this award. So he's like, all right, well, let's have a sparring match. And then Satan's like, oh crap, I can't fight this guy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so he tries to call like Vegeta and he tries to call Krillin. Everybody. Nobody answers.
Right.
As we said, Goku shows up because he has to get the tractor repaired.
Yeah, Goku comes flying down with a busted tractor. You don't think that's funny?
No.
No, not really? Okay.
No, not really. I get that they're trying to be funny, but just because you're trying to be funny doesn't make you funny.
Okay. The chat, Meowth in the chat said he'd watch a spinoff of Goku being a radish farmer.
It's bad. It's
funny, though.
It's not good. It's not Dragon Ball.
It is.
No.
It is Dragon Ball.
No, it's 100% not. It is.
You want to know why it's Dragon Ball? Because this is totally canon for these characters. Chi-Chi's going to bitch at Goku to go get his driver's license. And Goku literally cannot do anything except fights. He can't even drive a car properly.
But that was one episode that they did that. This has been 17 episodes of nothing. The same joke over and over again.
There was more than one episode. And there's a bunch of movies where Chi-Chi's always bitching at Goku.
Yeah, but that's a very small portion of the series. This has been the entire series so far. It's nothing but jokes and stupidity.
Wow. You're just hating today.
No, it's bad.
You're hating.
Look, before I was like, you know what? Maybe it's going to get better, you know, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I'm a little disappointed. No, I'm going to tell you right now. This is terrible.
I've been enjoying
it. This is garbage.
I've been enjoying it.
This pees on the history of Dragon Ball. This is like...
No, it doesn't.
This is like those crappy episodes that you were like, oh, okay, well, we just got to get through these filler episodes, and then we're going to get back to the awesome action and the story and, like, the characters. This is that, except that's all it is.
Okay, well, so in the episode, what happens is that the blue guy is gonna fight Mr. Satan.
Right.
And the blue guy ends up seeing a dog... Which, I guess, they're terrified of dogs on their own planet.
Yeah, because they're cats, I guess.
Because they're cats.
Yeah.
And so, rather than fighting, they run away into the spaceship and hide. And, of course, all the people in the crowd think that Mr. Satan is scary and scared them off. And it works out for Mr. Satan once again. Now, I grant you, I didn't think the dog thing was very funny. But there were things that happened over the course of the next two episodes that I thought were funny.
Okay.
I just didn't really think that it wasn't quite as bad as you're making it sound. Because... I mean, it's only the first episode since the last battle commenced. So what did you want?
Yeah, but the last battle was garbage. The last battle had no depth to it whatsoever. Why I like Dragon Ball is...
Okay.
All right, so it's action-packed, for one, but it's not just, like, action-packed, like the fight that we had with Goku and Beerus. There was always real drama and consequences to the battles. There was, like... You were concerned for the well-being of the characters, and there was, like, depth and emotion there.
Bidusu was going to destroy Earth.
Come on. You knew...
That's really? Consequences.
Come on. He was a joke. Like, okay, yeah, he's going to destroy Earth. Sure he is. All right, whatever. It was a goof. The whole fight was a goof.
Do you not like Whis?
Whis is... Yeah, he's cool.
I like him. I think he's funny.
I like Whis. I would like Whis even more if they actually... Because they hint at, like... Ooh, maybe he's this super powerful being. Maybe there's more to it. I would love it if they explored that, but they're not going to.
They will.
They're going to have him eat some more pie, and then it'll just be a joke.
They will explore it because in the Frieza movie, he's training Vegeta and Goku.
Yeah.
So you're going to see more of Whis fighting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to what they do with Frieza because so far it's just been a retelling of Battle of the Gods.
So far.
Just a long, drawn-out
I can see.
And Battle of the Gods was Hog Shahit.
So we knew that the Battle of the Gods movie wasn't very good.
No, it was terrible.
And we both know that the Frieza movie is good.
Yes. So that's what I'm holding out
hope
for.
The title of episode 19 is Despair Once Again, Resurrection of the Evil Emperor Frieza. So
yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to the most is Frieza's return, because that's like, okay, we're gonna get some legit, there's gonna be some real drama. My only concern is that I feel like Dragon Ball Z kind of fell off after the Cell arc. And it just became like a cycle of, you know, oh, we need to become more powerful because of X, and so we do so, and then we move on. It kind of like became very cyclical after the Cell arc. And I feel like that's kind of what's just become of it. There's no, I don't know. I don't know if it's the characters are too powerful. I don't know if it's that we've seen.
Well, they are excessively powerful.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that we've seen all these arcs already, and they're just like repeating them with different characters. I don't know.
Okay, well, episode 16 then.
Yes.
The Vegeta becomes a pupil. Take down Whis. Would you like that in Japanese?
Sure.
Vegeta ga deshiri Whis wo koyakuseyo.
Okay.
That's it.
So in this episode,
yeah,
Chi-Chi has Goku doing work on the farm, as she has had in the past 15 episodes.
All right, let's stop there. Let's stop there.
Okay.
Because there's a scene where I laughed out loud. I thought it was great.
Which one?
Well, Goku's asleep at the wheel on the tractor, which
as he
is hilarious,
has been in every episode part of this.
Which okay. is hilarious.
Sure.
And he almost wrecks into a tree, but
which
he manages
not to. Which
he has
done 20 times already. But okay.
Dude, he's only been on the tractor like 4 total times.
And every single time he's fallen asleep and wrecked into a tree.
That's funny. I like it.
Okay.
Anyway, Krillin shows up.
Right. Okay, this part was pretty funny.
Krillin's right. Okay. He's like, you're so much stronger than me now. Like, we used to be buddies, and we used to be the same back when Dragon Ball was, like, on episode 8. You know, 600 episodes ago, we were the same.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants Goku to punch him right in the face as hard as he can, because he wants to see how powerful Goku really is. And he hits Krillin. And like missile launches him.
Oh yeah!
Through like he orbits the Earth
yeah,
once.
He like, no, yeah, but he like flies through like a mountain and a house and trees and.
Goku has to use instant transmission to stop it, to stop Krillin.
Yeah, because
he's flying through like a mountain. He goes through someone's living room.
Yeah, he tries to catch him and misses.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, that part was pretty funny. I like that part. That was funny.
And you know, Krillin says, you know, I did the right thing giving up martial arts. Wow, Android 18, who's looking just as sexy as she ever has.
Well, she's an android. She's not aging.
She's mad hot. Android 18. What is she going to do when Krillin, when they're all dead?
Well, actually,
she's
you know what?
Alone.
She's a human now, isn't she? Because they wished
they
for her to become full human.
That's true. They did do that.
Yeah. She just looks super young.
She's human. So I guess it makes her the strongest human now.
Yeah.
She would totally trash Tien. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Is Tien human, though?
He is. He's
I guess. He's just
he's
a weird...
He's weird, but he's a human. He had his third eye opened.
Oh, that's right.
So, that's why he looks weird. So, meanwhile, Vegeta is training somewhere in the middle of nowhere, being very emo.
Being Vegeta.
He's being very Vegeta.
I will become more powerful than you, Kakarot.
Damn you, Kakarot!
And it's raining, and he's looking up, and the rain is hitting his face.
Oh, I'm so emo.
I'm so emotional right now.
Jeez, oh,
I'm so dark.
I want to write some poetry.
They just don't understand me.
So Vegeta is being bitchy because Goku became a god and Vegeta's still just Vegeta.
Although it is funny that Vegeta trains his ass off constantly.
Yeah, he's always training.
And still can't be as strong as Goku.
He just doesn't have the
Goku's
talent.
Goku's chilling out farming radishes and still is stronger than Vegeta.
So meanwhile, Whis is enjoying food with Bulma.
Right.
Which, I'm sorry, this is funny.
That is not funny.
It is
at
funny.
All. It was maybe funny kind of the first time it happened.
I think it's
the
funny.
The 187th time it happens?
No.
It's not funny.
I think
it's annoying.
Funny. I like it. He eats the, what is it that they're having like.
Who cares what he
having,
eats?
They're having tempura and he eats it and he has a Shokugeki no Soma level like brain orgasm where he's describing the textures of the food. It's funny. I think it's funny. And you know what? Chiaki likes Whis also.
Right. Well, Whis
you're
is
all,
so...
So you're all alone on an island, so there.
I'm not saying I hate Whis. I'm saying I hate that they keep going to the same joke over and over again.
It,
They've been doing it nonstop. What if the rest of the series is just this?
That's not true, though, because they never had Goku punch Krillin before.
That's why I said that one was funny. But all the other jokes about Goku's a farmer.
And there's some really fresh.
And then Whis is eating food.
And I thought episode 17 had better comedy than any of the episodes so far.
17?
Yeah, but we'll get there. Okay. So basically, Bulma is trying to butter up Whis so that he'll defend the Earth from Beerus should he come back, because why would you want to destroy the planet where the most delicious food in the universe is located? And, you know, she's like, you'll protect my family if Beerus comes back and tries to kill us, right? And he's like, we'll see.
Right, yeah.
You don't think that's funny?
I mean,
he's one of those characters that's so much more powerful than everybody else that he just has no F's to give.
Yeah, it's amusing. I wouldn't say it's funny. Like, at no point in watching the show have I laughed. I'd just be like, oh, that's
wow,
cute.
You didn't laugh when Goku punched Krillin?
I mean,
I laughed. I knee slapped.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought
that's
it was
strong.
I'm loving the comedy. I think it's great. Right. I wish there'd just be like. Honestly, you know what? I wish there'd be a whole 20 episodes of this.
Of just Goku punching Krillin?
Of just slapstick Dragon Ball comedy. Because I love it.
But that's not
I think it's hilarious when I see Chi-Chi's walking and she's making Piccolo carry like 900 packages.
Yeah, but that's not why I fell in love with Dragon Ball to begin with.
That's fine. That's not why I fell in love with it either, but I still think it's good.
Dragon Ball was one of those shows that you watched as a kid and it made you want to be a good person. It made you want to stand up against bad people. This is just, hey, look, isn't this so goofy? We're doing all this silly stuff. All right, cool.
We'll see you next episode. We'll do more silly stuff. I agree that it's a little more silly than the original. But even in the original, you had stuff like, remember when Goku got beaten up by the Saiyans and he was in the hospital?
Yeah.
And Chi-Chi is in there and he slips out of the window and she's
pissed. Oh, yeah.
And she's pissed because he slipped out of the window. And that's the same thing. Like, you're doing the same comedy.
Sure. But they did that sparingly in the original series.
They sprinkled it.
They sprinkled it in. I mean, like, he was in the hospital because he just got finished fighting for his life. His son, who, you know, Piccolo, who is this terrible person, raises this boy practically, teaches him how to fight, and then how to stand up for himself, and then sacrifices his life to save the child. And then Goku, I mean, like, yeah, all that happened,
look,
and then they
that.
Told a couple jokes.
I get all that. But you just had, I know you don't like Battle of the Gods, so the fact that you just had five straight episodes of fighting won't quell your appetite.
What do you mean, five episodes of the Battle of the Gods fighting?
Yeah.
But that's not the same, though.
I know. That's why I said it wouldn't
satisfy
you.
There's no depth to that fighting. It's surface level.
All right. So let's keep going. So Vegeta sees Whis because he comes back, mm-hmm. and he is trying to get Whis. He asks Whis why he's so powerful or something, who are you, Whis, or something. And Whis is like, "Oh, I'm Beerus's teacher."
Yeah, which is
so there
interesting.
Because
piqued my interest there. I was like, "Oh,
we already knew that Whis was more powerful than Beerus."
Right.
And so Vegeta gets on his hands and knees and begs,
which
Whis.
Was a powerful scene. I like that scene.
Oh, so now you like it.
I'm not saying there are good parts of the show. I'm saying the past 17 episodes have been mostly garbage, but there are little tiny diamonds inside these giant massive piles of poop, and I'm like, ooh, there's a little gem right there.
Dude, you're so funny. Like, you're so on tilt. It's so easy to get you right now.
but yeah, so, I like that. So
he convinces Whis to train him by giving him a cup of ramen.
Right.
Which you don't think that's funny?
No.
It's funny.
It's stupid.
The ultimate food in the world that convinces Whis is cup ramen.
So here's what gets me. Here's what gets me is that, first off, there's that Vegeta goes there and it turns out that Whis is actually the trainer of Beerus. And you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. We've got intrigue, okay? We've got intrigue. We've got mystery. Then Vegeta drops to his knees to beg Whis to train him, which is compelling and is like, is a powerful character a scene where it's like, holy crap, Vegeta, the most proud of all Saiyans and all this stuff, he's begging someone to help him.
He's the biggest
so
bitch.
It's like,
he's the biggest bitch of the Saiyans.
Yeah,
he's like 0-14. If he was a UFC fighter,
well,
he's,
you know what?
He's
not. Gohan is the biggest bitch of the Saiyans now.
Yeah, but Gohan always wins his fights.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, he's
but
a freaking sissy. But so let me finish what I was saying there. So you know, you have the intrigue, you have compelling character development and situations, and then you have a poop joke, practically.
All right. So rewrite that scene. He's on his knees. He's on his knees begging. Where do you go from there?
I mean, I'm not a writer, but
are you happy with Weiss just being okay, let's go?
No, I feel like Vegeta should have had to like prove himself or something like that, or you know, maybe like Weiss refuses him and Vegeta attacks him, and then Weiss like puts him down, and then you know, kind of like, I don't know, sees something in him or says something that like rocks his mind, like when he told him he told Vegeta that you don't have control over your key or something like that. He was like,
yeah, you can't control your key properly.
Yeah, yeah. And so then it, you know, that would be interesting, but I mean the whole, I guess it was kind of funny to see Vegeta trying to cook or something like that, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm interested. It's got my interest. I want to see.
Oh, that's right. It was hilarious. I laughed my ass off. He can't even. Vegeta's got like his apron on, and he's gonna make Beerus like breakfast, and he can't even crack an egg. He gets like he has like 7 eggs on himself. You didn't think that was funny?
No.
Really? He can't even crack the egg.
Yeah, I know. I figured he wouldn't be able to, and
but it's hilarious.
Totally telegraphed jokes. It's like, somewhat. Oh, okay.
Man, lighten up.
I'm very particular about my comedy.
Okay.
And this is not funny.
Okay. So, to me. Episode 17.
Episode 17.
Pan is born, and Goku goes off on a training journey? Question mark. And in Japanese.
You want me to try it?
Okay.
Let's see. Pan tanjo, shoshite Goku wa shugyo no tabi he.
That was pretty good.
I tried to do it with a Yakuza voice. I don't know.
That was good. Thanks. I liked it.
Thank you.
All right, so Pan is born.
Right.
Finally.
Finally, a Saiyan with some balls.
Which is odd because Pan is a Dragon Ball GT character, and GT is not supposed to exist, but yet she's still called Pan in Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
They're just retelling it in a different way, I guess. I don't know.
So did you notice that the planet that the blue aliens came from was called Planet Snack?
Was it? I didn't notice.
It's all food. It's so funny, Planet Snack.
God. So, Pan is cool though. I like Pan from GT. She's probably the only good thing about GT.
So you got a funny scene where I think it's funny where Gohan and Mr. Satan are having like a fake battle dance or whatever, and they're like they keep throwing Pan up into the air.
Right.
And the baby's like flying, and Chi Chi walks in.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, holy shit, what the hell are you doing? You know, you can't throw the baby in the air. And Gohan's like, she's already a Super Saiyan. Like, lighten up.
Yeah. Wait, is she?
Well, she was a Super Saiyan.
I guess in the womb,
In the womb, she lent Goku his power, her power, to make him a Super Saiyan god.
Which is so stupid. A little bit. So stupid. Come on. What are we doing?
It's not that much different, though, than collecting people's, like, energy for a spirit ball.
Yeah, but a fetus can become Super Saiyan.
I know. We've been making fun of that for years.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Goku tries to persuade... Goku finds out that Vegeta went off to train with Whis. So, he loses his mind. He's like,
right.
He's like, I have to go train. So he tries to find Vegeta with the instant transmission. But
can't find him. Too far.
Right. And so he says, you know, well, Bulma knows that Whis will come back for more food. And he wants Bulma to tell him when Whis comes so he can go to the planet. So rather than harassing Bulma and getting all these hot shots of Bulma coming out of the shower, looking all hot with her wet hair.
She looks all right.
She looks good. She looks hotter
in the original series. I don't know. I feel like they like...
Disagree.
Got rid of some of her curves.
Disagree.
You know where she looked the hottest? Dragon Ball. In that bath scene, on like the first couple episodes.
Oh yeah, you like the 14-year-old girl,
dude. When I was a child, you know what? You're right. Now that you mentioned that, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, there's some messed up shit in Dragon Ball.
I was a child when I watched it.
Isn't there a scene where like she has to show Master Roshi her vagina or something?
Yeah, they played it off as like she was showing him her belly button.
Are you kidding? You know how inappropriate,
in the English translation?
Do you have any idea how inappropriate that is? An old adult man wants to see like a 12-year-old girl's vagina.
She was not 12 years old. Oh my God.
She is.
Hold looking up ages.
Go ahead. Because if she's not 12 years old in the original Dragon Ball, she's like 60 years old then.
I think she was like 16 or something.
Man, she's old as shit then in Dragon Ball. She looks damn good for 60. She's looking good for 60. She's a gilf.
Let's see here.
Let's do see. So, and what I thought was one of the most spot-on items of comedy in the three episodes, you have a scene where Chi-Chi has locked herself in a room with Videl and Pan, and they're talking about how to properly raise Pan and all this bullshit.
She was 16.
Oh my God. And Goku was what?
Oh crap, I just closed
Goku
it.
Goku was like 5, right? So that means that she's about 50 years old.
Yeah.
Well, she looks, well, Japanese women do age slowly. One of these episodes, she's going to look normal in one episode, and the next episode, she's going to look 80.
Let's see. Goku in the, where was it? Emperor Pilaf saga, which was probably the earliest. He was 12 then?
That can't be right. I don't know.
You know what? He was 12.
Really? He's awfully small.
Yeah. Damn. I think I remember him saying that. He was 12.
Anyway, so Chi-Chi and Videl have locked themselves in a room with Pan. And you have this scene where they're trying to get into the room because she's barricaded the door. And Bulma's like, oh, I'll talk to her and get her to open the door. So Bulma says, it's like, hey, Chi-Chi, knocking on the door. Chi-Chi moves all the stuff, grabs Bulma,
pulls her
into the room,
the door.
Rebarricades the room. And you have this scene where all the women are on one side of the door and all the men are on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And it was, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, and it was pretty funny.
And then like someone says something about, oh, and then that's when Bulma says, oh, Vegeta's in Whis's planet. And Goku's like,
what?
And he comes blasting through the wall.
Yeah.
As if he couldn't just like push the door open anyway to begin with. He comes straight through the wall.
Right.
You didn't think that was funny? Come on now.
It was
a good comedic
funny,
scene. Anyway, so the whole rest of that episode is Bulma, is Whis, waiting for Whis to come back. And then when he comes back, Chi-Chi doesn't want Goku to go. And Goku's like, I don't care what you want, peace out. And he leaves.
Is that how that happened?
Yeah, Whis is teleporting away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He, like, Goku runs and grabs him. He's like, no, take me with you.
Goku, right, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And so where you are at the end of episode 17 is basically where the Frieza movie started.
So now, hold on now. So Vegeta went with Whis to train.
Right.
And then Whis came back by himself and left Vegeta there?
Correct.
Training? Oh, correct. Okay.
To get food. Because he wanted to
eat.
Oh,
right.
And they were eating shabu shabu or something, and Goku wouldn't leave Whis alone so he could eat.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Now you're officially.
Hey, that part was funny.
Oh, well,
the
there
part
you
where
go.
Like Goku was like, can I go with you? And Whis is like, yeah, sure, but let me finish eating. And like Goku's like, oh, okay, cool. So are you done?
Yeah, 5 seconds.
I'm not done yet. I'll tell you when I'm done.
Cool,
okay. Okay, yeah, no problem. You know, if you could just kind of like hurry it up. Sir, so, are you done?
Like, so, episode 18, which is titled Ore mo kitazo, Birususei de shugyo kaishida.
Or, I have come too. Training begins on Beerus planet.
So that's where the resurrection of F starts.
Right. So Goku and Vegeta will be training on Beerus planet, getting more powerful, becoming Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Yep. So I heard a rumor that they might go to a parallel universe, and you might even have a scene where Goku meets Bardock.
That would be cool.
Or you might have a scene where Goku fights Goku. Yeah.
All right. Like, that would be interesting.
Because they're going to go to a parallel universe, perhaps.
But maybe it's like an evil Goku? Because
I don't know.
I mean, he probably wouldn't fight himself. I mean, he would, but just for fun.
It could have been a universe where Goku never went to Earth and hit his head.
Ooh.
So he might just be
or
a bad
he got
guy.
To Earth and he was he, yeah he didn't hit he got it he got to Earth but didn't hit that so
he got to Earth and destroyed it.
Right, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you never know. So yeah, I mean I'm still enjoying it. I'm sorry you're not enjoying it quite as much as I am, but
no, but I am interested to see where it goes from here, because I feel like at some point they've got to get past it just being a bunch of jokes and actually get to something serious, and I feel like that's
right.
Coming very soon. I feel like now that they're going to train and Frieza's going to be showing up, I feel like we're going to get to it. I feel like I'm going to get to see the depth and the impactful emotional scenes that I was so fond of in the original Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, so I have nothing further to say about this 3-episode recap of Dragon Ball Super other than that I enjoyed it overall, and I'm looking forward to seeing Frieza again.
Yes, likewise.
And I hope, honestly hope, that they do a better job with the Super Saiyan God, which, by the way, it's not called Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Oh, anymore. Yeah, I forgot they changed it, didn't they?
It's called Super Saiyan Blue, which honestly is at least easier to say.
I guess.
And they are blue, so. And Whis calls it that in the manga. That's how we knew.
Right.
So, all right. Well, again, you guys can find us on our website, www.aaapodcast.com.
Yeah.
I suppose that we'll be back in 3 more weeks to talk about episodes 18 through 20.
Cool.
Which I guess that episode 20 will air on November 22nd. So it'll be sometime after that.
Yes, I believe episode 19. It's the actual beginning of the Resurrection of F.
It looks like episode 18 came out tonight, so.
Oh, cool.
It should already be out. All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed it, and I don't know.
I don't know. Goodbye,
play,
everyone.
Play the lead out music, and peace.
I love you all.
Whoa. Loud. Sorry.
We be jamming. Bye.